Today, 22 priority recommendations were presented to state legislators and key county staff members. Not surprisingly, one common theme was the lack of state funding for education and family programs. Despite the budget shortfalls, education consistently stacks up as a high priority. Representative Will Weatherford.
We're going to do everything we can to protect education. Even in the last 2 years when we've had significant challenges, we've still held education harmless in that we have not given them any increases, but we have not cut them either. And so we're going to continue to try to do that through this very tough time. But look, long term, to create growth, to create prosperity, to create the environment in Florida that we want, to create jobs and do all the things that we want to do, you have to have a strong education system.
The state budget shortfall is big, and no one has all the answers on how to cover the budget gap this year or in future years. Representative Rich Glorioso.
We actually have a $5.2 billion hole. Out of that, there's $3 billion of stimulus money available, which will fill part of that hole. We're now having to deal with a $2.2 billion hole that we have to fill. So we're going to have to find a way to either cut, or find other revenue sources. And I'll tell you, you can't tax the people right now. Our businesses are hanging on by a thread. Most of our people are hanging on by a thread. Nobody can afford more money out of their pockets. We've got to find a way in government to cut the government and get more streamlined.
But the money woes will get worse next year and beyond when federal stimulus money runs out. Weatherford believes that many legislators in Tallahassee are thinking about life after stimulus money.
If it wasn't for the stimulus money, we'd have a $5 billion shortfall we'd be talking about instead of two. That's really good for this year and for next year. The problem is, starting in 2011, that money runs out. And so if the economy hasn't recovered dramatically, or if we are not able to find better efficiencies in government or able to reduce our expenditures, we're going to have a huge problem.
There's disagreement on the wisdom of the stimulus package structure. Some prefer an approach that focuses more on the private sector. WMNF discussed the stimulus structure with Glorioso.
Instead of all that stimulus dollars, they should just stop collecting money for Social Security, and everybody in the world, in the United States, who has a job would immediately have a 7.5% pay raise. And if you stop that for the employers, every employer would have had a 7.5% per employee savings, and jobs would be created because everybody would be spending that money.
But doesn't that funnel more of the money towards those who have jobs and have a revenue stream versus those who don't have a job?
But what happens is it allows you to create jobs, because if you have X amount of goods and you have a demand for more, what happens? You produce more goods, which creates the jobs. That's how jobs are created. The only time government creates a job is when they hire another employee, and then they're a drain on the overall system. You create jobs by businesses creating goods and services for the people, and that demand comes from people who have money.
One of the suggestions teed up today was to reduce costs by consolidating services duplicated between governmental entities, such as county and cities. The cost savings could then be used to increase funding to education and family programs, or to enable new initiatives such as mass transit and environmental improvement. Combining like services is widely done in the private sector, creating economies of scale, which save money. Glorioso on consolidation.
There are many examples of things which could be shared, things such as paving our roads and pumping our water, treating our sewage.
Well, I'll go right back to Plant City, where my experience is. We have our own garbage collection. We don't use Hillsborough County garbage collection. I get garbage collection 3 times a week. When I throw shrubs out in front of my yard, they disappear within a couple of days. When I was a city commissioner, if I saw a sofa laying somewhere, I would call the sanitation department, and they'd make sure that the next truck that went by that area would pick it up. Those are the things you get when you control your own services.
Prioritization of government spending to control the overall deficit remains a challenge. Balancing the needs of critical services such as education and public safety, coupled with strategic funding for game-changing projects such as mass transit, require a change in the way government is run. WMNF asks Glorioso about his prioritization views.
So would you say that picking up garbage 3 times a week is more important than light rail or reducing our greenhouse gases?
I would say providing services to people that they're willing to pay for is important. I'll go back to the city of Plant City. The people pay their garbage fees every month. They pay their water fees. They seem to be happy with what they pay for and the service they get for what they pay for. Why would they want to consolidate and maybe lose some of that services? That's the question I would have. I won't go anywhere with greenhouse gases.
The educators and legislators agreed to pursue 2 initiatives that don't rely on funding. One is to a ban on texting while driving. The other is to follow the lead of 47 other states in mandating the use of child booster seats for children from 4 to 7 years old. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Tampa.